It's Ashley Jackson with this throw in, the left back for Boston, in towards the FC United penalty area. It goes, it's headed clear there by Mohamed, back to Jackson, who plays a speculative pass in towards the penalty area, and FC United has to defend that, and that was a great piece of defending for Mo Halloran, because that ball was going to break there to Jay Rollins, Paul.
Yeah, they were slow realising the danger there as the ball bounced, and Halloran ended up having to head it back at very close range to Allinson, who grabbed it very gratefully.
Well, Allinson clears his lines, high in the air the ball goes. Sharp doesn't win the header, gets to Willoughby. Willoughby helps it on to Bannister on this right-hand side, who now comes towards the penalty area, now towards the byline, towards the back post, that ball goes. Donoghue, back to Sharp! And Sharp there with a fabulous finish. And FC United, on 8 minutes, have taken the lead here at York Street.
Well, FC have used their wings very well, and we got Bannister away down the right-hand side there, and his cross was a deep one, but it was played back into the box.
Beautifully by Donoghue, wasn't
it? Sharp just took it beautifully on the volley, and just in the right place at the right time, and he left Willis groping fresh air.
Well, FC United take the lead at the same time, incidentally. York have gone 1-0 up at Alfreton, so goals now flying in the National League North, but the most important goal has just been put in there by Sharp, and FC United 1-0 up. And it's going to be Ben Davis to take it again. Throwing taken towards Rollins. Rollins gets the ball back there to Davis. Davis goes down a bit too easy there, but it was right in front of the assistant referee, who's raised his flag instantly. So a free kick to Boston, just by the corner flag, FC United's corner flag, just 1 yard in from the touchline. So this is going straight into FC United's penalty area. Is the right back to take it? 17 minutes on the clock here. Ben Davis to whip this ball in. Going to be an outswinger. It is more or less a corner, this one. In it comes towards the near post area, towards Allett. It went down towards the feet there of Lloyd Allinson, who could only palm it into the corner, and that's an equaliser for Boston, Paul.
Well, it was pretty much a corner, and it was the first real test of FC's defence this afternoon, and they failed it miserably. Allett's a big man, he got a free header in. Allinson got a touch to it, but couldn't keep it out.
I mean, there's two question marks there. The marking, goalkeeping is down at your feet. I mean, there's not much you could do. That's what you're taught, isn't it, as a striker?
Needed a stronger hand, and he didn't manage to get a stronger hand on it.
Well, 17 minutes on the clock here at York Street, one apiece now the score here in this National League North encounter. 10 yards or so inside FC United's half. O'Halloran with this throw in. Down the line it goes, and again losing out there FC United in midfield. Sass Davis wins the ball and heads it towards Bannister. Bannister tries to hold that ball but loses out, and now Boston on the attack with Walker forward to Allett. Allett now on the left hand side of FC United's penalty area, beats Mohamed, plays the ball back, and there waiting was Nicky Walker, who started that counter attack off. And 17 minutes into the second half, Boston have come from 1-0 down to take the lead, Paul.
Well, I was saying just before that how Allett was leading the line very astutely, and it was his hold-up play there that really made the goal, I think. He took the ball, controlled it, set up the runner for the shot, and it was really down to Alex's craft, really, that the goal came.